So mysteries, what's better than finding an exciting new mystery to read? Finding out the book is part of a series, maybe. I've got a few of those going, and I've read, I think in one case, I probably read 25 books from one of the authors at least. Larry Mueller here, by the way, is my musings as we get into what new mysteries are out there to read. And our next guest, Joanne Berg, with us today, founder and owner of Mystery to Me Bookstore in Madison. She's brought some great mystery book recommendations for us today, and we'd love to hear yours as well. What's your favorite mystery series? Join in. You can call us at 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Joanne Berg, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk about Mystery to Me for a minute, the bookstore, because it's an iconic store. Bookstore here in Madison, beloved by the community, but and you've been doing it for a long, long time. How have you survived?
Well, it's 10 years this past June, which is amazing to me. It's a mystery to me. We've survived with the community support, really. I mean, through road construction and the pandemic. Really being able to introduce our store to people and getting books to them and puzzles. Puzzles were a really big seller during the pandemic. We've just had a really good time introducing Mystery to Me to new customers. You know, a lot of people will walk by and they'll say, well, I don't really read mysteries. And then we start to engage them in what they do read. And really, they are reading mysteries. They just don't have a sense of the broad genre of mystery, which I love to talk about.
Yeah, talk some more about what kinds of books are considered mystery books in your mind.
Well, you know, there are cozy mysteries, which there's Agatha Christie and the traditional mysteries. There's thrillers. There's suspense. There's the basic whodunit kind of mysteries. Police procedurals, and there's, you know, there's MI5 and CIA and all of those kind of good mysteries. And there's just basically a broad range of literary mysteries where in a store that might not have mystery as its focus, you'd find it in the fiction section, even though it has a mystery element.
Yeah. How do you decide to carry or maybe not carry a book in your bookstore?
Well, I get advanced reader copies from the publishers six months to a year in advance, and my staff and I read them, and we decide whether or not to carry them. We also have regular meetings with publisher representatives, and they talk to us about what's going to be hot, what they're going to do big print runs on, and where the media is going to be focusing. So that's how we make lots of decisions.
And what do you look for in a good mystery?
You know, I always look for a story. I look for a really good story. My favorite mysteries have there's some tension involved, and there's a really good character development where the characters, you just really want to get to know what's going to happen with them next. So that's what I look for.
Well, you have put together a list, and let's take a look at that list. And your first one is a classic.
Yeah, Woman in White by Wilkie Collins. I almost always have that in the store unless it's sold out. I consider it one of the very first examples of a mystery novel. It's gothic. It's a classic sort of spooky, good book for Halloween. And explores identity, and it's really literature, but it's definitely mystery.
Well, it's one I haven't read, so that's another
pick
one. I'll have to pick that one up over. I'm going to star a few of these because I have to stop over at your store to pick some things up. So I'll put an asterisk by that one. We just finished, as you know, talking about Agatha Christie with our last guest. One of hers is also on your list, by the way.
Yeah, it was originally published as Halloween Party, and the movie that's just out is A Haunting in Venice. And it's about Poirot investigating a 13-year-old who's at a Halloween party, and she discovers, I know, it's amazing, a dead body. but it's a classic Agatha Christie, and it's a fun page-turning kind of book.
What do you think of, or how do you like these? And there's been a few remakes of the Christie classics. How do you find them?
I think they're okay. I've been to two of them. I haven't been to the Haunting in Venice yet, but they're entertaining. They're not necessarily movie theater movies for me.
I understand what you're saying there. Well, another series, and you and I both like series, your list includes books by Stephen Spotswood.
His books are just really fun. I was kind of irritated. They came out with these incredible covers about these mysteries that follow Willow Jean Parker, who's a circus performer. And the covers were just, you know, really great 1920s, 1930s kind of covers. And now they just changed it up to make it, I don't know, it just more, I don't know, they think it's going to be more saleable. But anyway, the story features Willow Jean and this other character, Pentecost. And her books remind me a lot of, or his books remind me a lot of Agatha Christie and the whodunit kind of thing. But they're very engaging. It's a good series.
And the two women are sort of a female detective duo, I guess.
They are, yeah. And they're detectives. They're not amateurs, but sometimes it feels like that.
And you also have a series that is set in Dublin.
Yeah, I love Tana French books. A lot of people start with In the Woods, which is the very first book she read or wrote. And it's the Dublin Murder series, where each one of the books take place in Dublin, but the characters are all members of the Dublin Murder Squad. So you learn about the squad through these different characters. Like the first book might have one character that's really the main protagonist, and then the next book they don't even exist. But it all is Dublin. And she writes really well, and she's written a few standalones as well.
I haven't read any in that series. Is Dublin itself? Does Dublin play
a... Dublin is a character. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's... the descriptions and so forth of Dublin are...
It's very... what's the right word? Current.
Our guest, our guest today, Joanne Berg, founder and owner of Mystery to Me Bookstore in Madison. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. What questions, what are your favorite, let me put it that way, what are your favorite mystery books to read? What do you want to ask her about books? I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. There is a Wisconsin author on your list as well. Tell us about And There He Kept Her.
Joshua Moling was just at the Wisconsin Book Festival, and delightful author. It was fun to meet him. His books take place in this fictional Wisconsin town. It's on the, I think it's up near Eau Claire, if I were to guess. And it's really, it's a small town, and it's he's a gay detective, and his sheriff gets ill, and he's asked to take over as acting sheriff. And he thinks he's going to hide his gayness to this small town, but not so much, really.
We will talk some more, and we're getting some callers online, and we'll get to those calls as well. But first, we're going to take a quick look at the news. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Joanne Berg, founder and owner of Mystery to Me Bookstore in Madison. And we'll talk more about mysteries. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, if mysteries are one of your favorite book genres, you're in the right place. We have a bunch to recommend to you today. We've already done quite a few with our guest, Joanne Berg, founder and owner of Mystery to Me Bookstore in Madison. So I hope you'll join in with your own comments. Why do you like mystery books? What are your favorites? It's no mystery. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. And you know what? We've had some folks waiting online for a bit, so let's go to the phones. Philip in Crystal Lake, Illinois, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering about what she thinks of Sherlock Holmes' stories. Those were my first exposure to mysteries. And
well,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're excellent. So Arthur Conan Doyle wrote quite a few Sherlock stories, and now we're introducing Sherlock Nancy Springer, actually, who I think went to school in Madison. It writes a young adult and intermediate grade mystery series about Enola Holmes, Sherlock's little sister, which is pretty funny. But that introduces kids to Sherlock and gets them reading. And a lot of times we'll introduce Sherlock to people who just want to know what mystery's all about, and they love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Enola Holmes movie.
Oh, that's good, too. It's fun.
I loved it.
I know.
I thought it was great. So, Philip, you got to check that out. I think you're going to enjoy that that movie as well. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, Sherlock Holmes, great series of books. Carol in Oshkosh, we'll go to you. Hi, Carol.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, your show today, Larry, is right up my alley. I've loved mysteries ever since I was a kid. From Nancy Drew and, you know, Sherlock Holmes and all those. But I just wanted to mention three that are big favorites of mine. Elizabeth George, she's an American, but her books are set in the UK.
Yes.
And things I especially like about her books, the two main characters, Tommy Havers and or Barbara Havers and Linley, the policeman, it's the character development and how their characters over the course of her books change and how their life stories come into the book. And another series I really like are those by Nikki French, the husband and wife team, especially the series they did with the Frida Klein, the psychologist as a character.
Mm-hmm.
And a third book that I've just become familiar with in the last few months a series by Ellie Griffiths. Her character, her main character, is an archaeologist, and she teams up with a policeman, and there's some romance involved. But the bringing in all the archaeology is really interesting too. So I'll hang up and let you comment, but. Mysteries are great. I love them.
Carol, thank you so much. Well, we've got three. Elizabeth George, and I had the pleasure of interviewing her in the studio. She was on a tour. This is a long time ago. But it was a lot of fun to get to meet her in person. But comment on, and I love, you know, I really kind of like Havers and Lindley, too, and I've read those books.
Yeah, those are really very popular books. That and the Nikki French books. They're good fast reads. Although Elizabeth has a tendency long books, but keeps you going. And Ellie is on my favorite list of mystery series. I love the Ruth Galloway mysteries. The first one in that series is Crossing Places. I have a background in archaeology, so I just eat that right up. And, of course, it never hurts to have a little romance along the way.
So three good choices there, Carol. Thank you so much. Let's go to Judy in Wanakee. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Larry. Well, I have three series that I'd like to recommend. And I'm not very good at remembering authors' names. But I do enjoy the series because they stick with the same characters and you get to know the characters. One older book or series is the Cat Who series.
Mm-hmm.
Which cat lovers might like. The cat solves all the mysteries. The other is, another one is Maisie Dobbs, which takes place in England from the 20s to the 40s. And she is a psychologist slash detective. But I like hers. And Dina Stabenow, that's one author I remember, the Kate Shugag mysteries I like. They all take place in Alaska, mostly in what they refer to as the park, which is, not sure if I'm saying this name right or not, Inuit people live. But those are just three that they're all easy reads, quick reads, and the characters stay the same.
Well, you know, it's interesting you brought up the Cat Who series. Lillian Jackson Braun was the author of that series. It was an interesting story about her because she started writing and they were quite popular. And then they sort of went out of favor a little bit for over a period of time. But she never stopped writing, but she didn't publish any. But she wrote a whole series, and then they kind of came back into vogue, and then they were all released. So they were all released much later than when she'd written them, Joanne.
Yeah, I have not had the pleasure of reading the Cat Who series, but I know that they're very popular.
Well, and as a matter of fact, Judy, this is for you too. I have a cat at home, two cats at home. And one of the cats is named Coco. And Coco was the cat who was always solving the mysteries in that series. But anyway, so that's, and she's passed on a long time now.
Yeah.
And so that it's been years that since I've read it, you know, but we sort of got into it once and just kind of read the whole darn series.
Yeah, and Jacqueline Winspear, the Maisie Dobbs series, starts in World War I and keeps going through World War II, and the last one in that series will be published in 2024.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'll be sad.
Yeah, and there's the third. Oh, and I didn't write it down.
The Kate Shugart mystery, the Dana Stabenow, it takes place in Alaska with the Inuit people, mm-hmm. And those are fun mysteries.
I've actually had one of those on my list to buy. I saw mm-hmm. actually it was done, but the last one did pretty well.
Yeah, it did. Uh-huh. She switched publishers, so mm-hmm. it took a while for that one to come out.
Thanks again, Judy, for that. You can join in too. Number to call 800-642-1234. You can also email to ideas@wpr.org. Annie sent an email. Annie says, "Mystery to me is the best thing to happen to independent bookstores in Madison and Monroe Street."
Wow, thank you, Annie.
That is pretty.
How much do I owe you?
that is pretty.
Thank you.
That is pretty darn nice. Annie, thank you for that email. Well, we've got more of yours that we haven't covered yet. One of your favorites is the Ruth Galloway Mysteries.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. That's Ellie Griffiths.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Ellie Griffiths. That's right.
We should talk about one of your favorites, which is Mick Herron's books.
Oh, I love those books.
Yeah, it's the first one in that series is Slow Horses. Washed up MI5 spies, they are sent off to Slough House, and they are just a mishmash of characters.
Oh, my goodness.
But that is a fantastic series. And then he has a standalone book just out now called Secret Hours, Mick Herron.
And as you were telling me, there's also a kind of a video series or film series of the...
Mm-hmm. I think it's on, I'm pretty sure it's on BritBox, and it's called Slough House.
Yeah. And I read that one. I really enjoy it. The thing about his, I mean, there's people getting killed and so mm-hmm. forth, but the exchanges in Slough House with the guy, the head guy, talking to this mishmash of people.
I know.
You just... literally, I defy you to read one of those books and not just burst out laughing. You can't get away from it.
No, it's great. It's great.
So the Thursday Murder Club.
Mm-hmm. Thursday Murder Club is probably one of our best-selling series. It's Richard Osman is the author, and it's about these four senior citizens, and they get together in their retirement community in the Jigsaw Room, and they decide to solve a mystery, what's happened in the world out there. And they are, I mean, talk about laugh out loud. These four senior citizens, they will make you laugh, and they'll solve the mysteries. And it's so popular.
Well, I tell you what, that's another one. I haven't read any of that series, and that's done pretty well.
That's done,
sold very
yeah,
well.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fifth one is out now. I can't remember.
Mary in Madison, let's go to you now. Mary, hi. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hello. I'd like to recommend a book that was read on Chapter a Day years ago. It's by Alan Bennett, I believe, and he's a playwright. But it's really witty and surprising, and it doesn't involve anything like murder. It's
but it's
all in the mind.
Wait, do you recall the title?
Yes. Nothing But the Clothes They Stood Up In.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you know that book?
I'm afraid I don't, but I'm writing it down.
Let's talk about Chapter a Day reminds me of, I mean, the readers we have here at
Fantastic.
On Chapter a Day are absolutely fantastic to listen to. And audiobooks, and they've gotten a lot better over the years. I think, what do you think?
Well, I'm not a good audio learner.
I'm not either.
But if I'm driving or doing something like walking, I can listen to a book. And I'll put in a plug for Libro FM. It's independent bookstore's answer to Amazon's Audible. Libro FM gives a portion of all the sales to independent bookstores that you decide should get the money. So it's really a nice deal, and they have a vast inventory, so you wouldn't be disappointed. But listening to books is new for me, but it really depends on the narrator. I mean, sometimes you know, I've started listening to a book, and I'm like, there's just no way I can listen to this book. I can't stand this voice.
Yeah. I agree, and I understand, and that's, you get kind of get spoiled listening to Chapter a Day because they're really good readers. I've had the folks from the Michelle and some of the readers on the show, and the work and effort. I wanted to do this goes back when I was a young guy here. I asked Carl Schmidt if I could do one of the chapter books. He said, well, sure, why don't you give it a try, practice a little bit. So I gave it a bit of a try, and I went back to him. I said, I would not be any good at this. And he kind of laughed, and he said, well, I think he thought I probably wouldn't be very good at it either.
Well, one of the best audiobooks of recent that I've listened to is not a mystery, but it's Tom Lake by Ann Patchett, and Meryl Streep is the narrator.
Oh.
It's so fantastic.
How do you get Meryl Streep to be the reader?
I have no idea. You're Ann Patchett, I guess.
Yeah. How many million books has she sold?
Yeah, a lot. And she has a bookstore, so it's just not fair.
Did we talk about Andy Horowitz?
I don't think so. Boy, he's prolific, extraordinarily prolific. But my favorite series is starts with The Word is Murder. And there he writes himself into the series. And, you know, it's an author, and he's solving a murder, and they're just really fun. In fact, that one I did listen to, and it's fun. Every time I seem to get in the car, it said the word is murder, so it's like okay.
Oh, as we think about your store for a minute. What kinds of mysteries are the most popular at your bookstore? Mystery to me.
Boy, you know, that's a hard question to answer. We have a table in the store called First in a Series Table, and we refresh that all the time. And people love to know what the first in a series is because then they get into it. And we have all the genres that have series out there. But I would say series books are very popular. And it depends on timing. So it's interesting right now, romantic comedy, very popular, as is horror. And I don't know if it's because it's Halloween season or what, but that's been increasingly more popular and the sort of dark suspense.
Bill in Oregon emailed to thank you for helping him find the Solar Ponds books by August Derleth.
Uh-huh.
After many years, he needs four remaining parole books by Agatha Christie. Unfortunately, they aren't currently in print and aren't making appearances on the used bookshelves. Can you locate or order hard-to-find, out-of-print books?
Yeah, it's not really my business because I'm a bookstore that sells new books. So
yeah.
I send you off to some of the local used bookstores, and they're better at that.
And if you, I mean, if there's an out-of-print one, I've, and you go online to find somebody selling it, mm-hmm. and it'll be like $150.
I know, yeah. Yeah, we send people off to Alibris, A-L-I-B-R-I-S, .com, because they're independent and not connected with Amazon. We're all about local and independent.
For sure. You know, what do you think about digital copies of books?
Again, I'm on my computer so much that it's important for me to have that. I like the tactile sensation of reading a book. And it's interesting. We were a little worried that our children's books and young adult books in particular, the sales would go down significantly when, you know, more and more kids have their iPads just everywhere. Yeah. But in talking to the kids, they're feeling the same way. They need the escape to just the print copy of a book, and there's just nothing like it.
Well, I certainly would agree with that. Mm-hmm. I've got a room in my home that was sort of my wife at the time called it the man cave room. It's got a TV set, and it's... Well, it now also has my daughter's drum set, but there are two walls of bookshelves that are mm-hmm. completely full, mm-hmm. and then in the bedroom there's another one that's completely full, yeah. and I just like to have my hands mm-hmm. on the book.
Yeah, I love to have my books around me, even if I haven't read them yet, and I have a large TBR pile, but they just make me happy.
I wanted to mention, well, there I have many authors series that I like, but the one series we haven't mentioned that I did want to put a plug in for, although she doesn't need it, is Louise Penny.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Jill and I both love Louise mm-hmm. Penny, her books, Inspector Gamache books. Mm-hmm. You like them?
Yeah, they're set in Quebec, and just you're just there when you start to read those books. You're just there, and Gamache is just a fantastic character. You just kind of.
Yeah, we've tried to get Louise on the show when a new book comes out, and she's one of the few authors mm-hmm. we have not been able to get.
I've tried to get her to the store too, or at least to host her.
Well, I tell you what, it's been fun today. And by the way, that list, Joanne's list, we'll have that up on our Larry Mueller Show page. So ideas at WPR.org/Larry. Go to today's date, and in the notes section, you will find Joanne's favorite mysteries, at least some of them, and this whole list with a little explanation. Joanne, thanks so much.
Ah, thank you. It's
Joanne Berg, founder and owner of Mystery to Me Bookstore. Scott Craven's back to talk about the world of wildlife tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Stay with us. Happy Halloween. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network.